Evan, and good morning to Ronnie from Mount Morgan.
Hello, Ammo. How are you, mate?
All right.
Well, we got a lovely friend, Patty, up from Brisbane. No, not Patty, who runs the Gladstone Wife Swabbing Club, a different one.
Yep.
And we'd like to send this Patty a big cheerio or a small saveloy. Now look, my good man, what a debacle that Melbourne Cup was.
Really?
Oh, typical Victorian stuff up. We saw it on TV, all the jockeys done up in their designer face masks, all the officials masked up, all the trainers and strappers and spectators all with face coverings, but the horses in the cup, not a face mask to be seen. Not one of them.
No.
And the moment the horses come out the starting gate, social distancing went right out the window. All bunched up together, shocking.
Yeah, shocking, all right.
You know, Emma, where this corblimey aroma flu originated from Wuhu in China, spread from animal to man, and now at the Melbourne Cup from man back to animals. It's appalling.
It is appalling, yes.
One of the favourites got it coming into the street, and they had to put it down. I mean, this is typical Victorian bungle. I bet the horses' accommodation towers are dreadful, with security guards full of weed and partying on and coughing and spitting all over the joint.
Probably.
Oh, so our cup picks didn't do real good, Ammo, to tell you the truth.
No.
By Tuesday, Mum and I, we were just plain exhausted. We were so tired and sore, aching arms from doing a favour for this mob overseas.
Oh, what mob?
It was some sort of competition. America's Got Talent, I think. They asked us to fill in 100,000 or so ballot voting forms for Mitch J. Biden. Apparently an up-and-coming ballet star over there. Then we posted them over to the USA by FedEx.
You're right, FedEx.
Oh, it was a big job, I know, but we'd done the same thing 4 years ago, voting for some diva called Trump. You know?
Yes, that's right.
Always willing to help out these up-and-coming young stars, and they always send us a few dollars too, but don't you go telling Veterans Affairs about the extra income, or they'll be sending the wallopers around again, you know. But poor old bad boy Nick Kyrgios was in the Sunday Mail again.
Mm-hmm.
Completely misunderstood by the public, tennis players, officials and commentators, and he admits, yes, he can get a bit cranky on court and smash a few tennis rackets in anger.
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't, Ammo? But he can also be quite helpful to opposition players on court.
Really?
Advising them that their partners are being done over by Tanasi cocking asses behind the boy shed.
Oh, no!
Oh, lovely man. No, very helpful. Lovely, lovely lad. Anyway, Ammo, before I go, and oh, gee, it's been lovely chatting with you, my good man.
Oh, you too. Well,
Mum and I was uptown shopping for ladies' clothes and unmentionables on Saturday. She said, oh, feel that, Ronnie, aren't they nice? She asked the assistant, are these knickers satin? And she replied, no, love, they're brand new, not even been worn yet.
Hi, Ronnie. That's Ronnie from Mount Morgan, but only on 4CC. It's a bit crazy, isn't he? Hey, very popular. 7:22, 4CC. let's hear from Seal. Good morning.